USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bipartisan infrastructure bill is continuing to be worked on in the Senate. Senators are continuing to plow through the numerous amendments to the bipartisan infrastructure upgrade. The roughly $1.2 trillion measure covers a multitude of needs. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz believes the plan being put forth is too spendy.
The price tag on this so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill is about $1.2 trillion. Roads and bridges are popular, and every advocate of this proposal says, well, gosh, people want roads and bridges. And it reminds me of the old swindler who says, hey, I'll sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. They're selling the same bridge over and over and over again. This bill has about $100 billion for roads and bridges.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the Dow losing 323 points to close at 34,792. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo allegedly sexually harassed 11 state employees since being in office. That's according to a report released by New York State Attorney General Lolita James. President Biden, along with Democrat and Republican lawmakers around the state, have asked for the governor to resign. New York State Assemblyman Ron Kim, appearing on Fox News, says Governor Cuomo now stands alone.
At this point, I can confidently say there are no Democrats at the local, state, or federal level who are supporting or stand with this governor.
The vice chairman of the Fed Reserve says it's likely they will start raising interest rates in 2023. Richard Clarida saying the central bank expects to hit its economic targets by the end of next year. However, he did not say when the Fed might slow the monthly asset purchases that have kept the economy afloat during the pandemic. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A lifelong government employee and frequent critic of President Trump is out with a book and making more accusations about former President Donald Trump.
Retired Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who made waves as a witness during the Trump impeachment proceedings, claimed on MSNBC the former president is responsible for over 600,000 COVID deaths in America, and that would have been prevented if he was removed from office.
There's a direct logic link to the 600,000 dead. If the president was held accountable, removed, we would have 600,000 more Americans walking the streets today. If they censured him, the president would be on his heels, and he would probably have been a little more cautious going into COVID. We wouldn't have an economic disaster.
Vindman, who has been on a media tour to promote a new book, was an important witness for Democrats during the House impeachment inquiry. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
After receiving lots of backlash, former President Barack Obama is scaling down his 60th birthday bash.
Former President Barack Obama has scaled back his 60th birthday mega bash in Martha's Vineyard, citing the spread of coronavirus's Delta variant. A statement said, due to the new spread of the Delta variant over the past week, the President and Mrs. Obama have decided to significantly scale back the event to include only family and close friends. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.